Well, welcome back, everyone, to Mission Daily. This is your host, Stephanie Postles, CEO of Mission.org. And today I have my friend Amir Shavat joining the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming into the studio. So good having people in Austin that I can actually see face to face.
It's awesome.
And not virtual. Amir, you have an amazing background.
Thank you.
I found that out when we went paddleboarding, and I was like, he has literally worked at every place, every big tech company. So I would love for you to introduce your background because it's so wide ranging.
Awesome. Thank you. That's a nice way to say I'm old.
Well experienced.
Seasoned. So today I'm an angel investor and transitioning into the dark side. So opening my own fund, focusing on dev tools and things that I love, on infrastructure, AI, dev tools and stuff like that. If you want to describe me, I'm a one-trick pony. I know how to build developer platforms, and I've done that in all the rides in the park.
So what kind of trends do you see then around developers? Because everything I see happening with AI, I'm like, everything's about to change. I mean, I think a lot of the code will not need to be written anymore. I think a lot of the content that's being created or edited or the video posts, like all of this is just getting condensed into AI tools. What do you see in the space of like, what will this look like going forward, especially around developers?
I think AI is a revolution. Mm-hmm. I can't predict the future, but I think it's a revolution in the order of magnitude of mobile and the order of magnitude of the web and the order of magnitude of like a world-shifting perspective on life. And I think developers are going to be in the forefront of that. I've seen a startup this week that generates tests for code. Mm-hmm. And if the tests fail, the AI changes the code. Mm-hmm. So like it actually helps developers with a lot of the mundane.
Yeah.
And in the future, we might be able to lower the barrier for a lot of code creation. Mm-hmm. So a person who's not an engineer would be able to, with some intent, generate code and workflows. And maybe AI would take a much bigger portion of what developers generate. I'm not thinking that developers are going to be go away, but they're going to be much more empowered.
Yeah.
Other areas are going to go away.
Yeah.
I think paralegal is a job that would probably go away.
Yeah.
There's a lot of white collar jobs that are going to go away. But engineers are probably going to be a lot more empowered by AI.
Yeah.
The boring stuff is going to go away. The problem is that a lot of people's core job is a very boring stuff. Mm-hmm. So we'll see AI displace a lot of these jobs and they will go away entirely.
Yep. Yeah, I saw a couple of the large tech companies are making like huge layoffs of engineers. And I was talking to someone in my contacts there and they were like, it's not that we don't need engineers. We just need engineers who know this thing now. And these people don't know it, or they just, I don't know, didn't choose to learn it or whatever. And so they're like, we're actually hiring a lot over here, developers, engineers, all these people. It's just, we're also letting go of people who maybe, you know, are doing the more boring things.
Yep. I think we're going to see a lot less builders and a lot more like software engineer, like high proficiency engineers. And we're going to see that across multiple jobs, not just engineering. You're going to see that with sales. The low proficiency sales are going to be replaced by AI for sure. The low proficiency marketing tasks are going to be replaced by AI. So we're going to focus more and more on extremely high proficiency creative jobs that are going to manage an army of AI workers. Just take the executive assistant. SVPs and VPs and CEOs have executive assistants.
Yeah.
Soon everybody's going to have an executive assistant. We're going to have people help, or like people, AI people helping us be more productive and more creative and booking our flights and setting up all the reminders. It's not going to be the benefit of the rich. It's going to be the benefit of humanity.
Yeah. I've thought about, I want to have just in my pocket an assistant that's just recording me all day. So then I can just, it can remember what conversations I'm having. I can just be like, hey, go on schedule this, go follow up with this person and literally just voice things out. And then it just does it for me.
Yes.
That's the best kind of assistant.
That's 5 years from now for most use cases. You'll have Bob or Jen or whatever persona that you choose, and they're going to help you with all the mundane stuff. It will be equivalent, if not better, to a personal assistant dedicated for you that is never angry, every day slept amazingly well, never had a traffic jam, and always willing to help. There's also a negative side to all of that. And we can talk about that if you like.
Yeah, I mean, let's hear about, I definitely know there's, you know, pros and cons of everything. And yeah.
If I take the red pill or I wake up with a with that type of feeling, I'm thinking that it might be the last generation where you can create wealth before AI comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the jobs are going to be displaced. So humans are still going to be there. They're still going to be important, but they're not going to have the capability to have a career or a long-lasting career that will build generational wealth. And that has been the case for humanity for a very long time. If you were working in the field in Europe 500 years ago, you didn't have any career path to become anything else. I think the modern person would have a much, much better life, but might not have the opportunity to move up or up the ladder using career opportunities because they're not going to be there.
Maybe tell me more about why you think they won't be there. Like, do you think the world is just changing so quick where people will just be able to fill the role and they won't just be like, oh, Amir's been here for 20 years. Like, of course he's going to go up this path. Or why won't those opportunities exist?
First of all, we talked about the fact that AI is taking a lot of the mundane.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, that's their job. That's their career opportunity. That's their path. Like a small minority are the extra creative, extra amazing, who's going to own the armies of AI. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a lot less jobs, potentially. There's another path of future where like we all have a lot more jobs that are a lot more creative and mm-hmm. we all find our creativity. Yeah. That's the blue pill.
We're all artists.
Yeah, exactly. We're all artists and AI is helping us shape and benefit us all. But in the world where in the red pill world, it could be that a lot of the jobs are going to be displaced and a lot of the people, white collar people, people with careers that that create generational wealth are not going to have that opportunity. So you're going to be able to be creative, but you won't be able to create financial wealth or differentiated financial wealth for your family. This has been the promise of our generation, like work hard, be creative, do your startup, and you'll be extremely successful. It could be that AI is going to take a lot of that away from humanity.
Yep. Okay. So then what would you tell your kids right now? I think you have two kids, right?
Yes, I have two boys.
What would you advise them to do to keep up in this world or to prepare?
So I think one thing is the ability to actually tap into your creativity and be able to understand that you're not going to have a single job, but multiple jobs
mm-hmm.
as you progress. It used to be that you were a software engineer and you knew front end or back end and you could do 15 years out of that knowledge. I think that is no longer the case. I think we're moving into a world where AI is going to take more and more of the mundane and your proficiency needs to constantly be upgraded mm-hmm. or else you'll be irrelevant. And it always used to be the case, but I think now it's going to be faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
So the pace of that, people are going to have 5-6 careers, I think. The second thing is, look at jobs that would be replaced and don't do them. So like, I wouldn't ask them.
Step one, don't do them.
don't do them.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted or posted that like somebody who does renovations is mm-hmm. probably going to have a safest career if you're renovating homes.
Yeah.
So I'm not advising my kids to do that, but I'm advising them to follow what they care about, but think about the creative stuff and think about the places where AI would not easily take their job.
So, all right. Well, that is a perfect place to stop here. Amir, thanks for coming on Mission Daily.
Thank you for having me.
Where can our listeners, viewers, everyone find more about your journey and what you're up to?
I'm very social, so just reach out to me and I'm super happy to connect.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Have a good one. Thank you.
This is episode 500 of Mission Daily, available at mission.org.